This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Susie Melvin is an unabashed animal lover.
I have 3 horses, 4 chicken pets, 4 birds, 4 indoor cats, 1 dog, and 2 feral colonies of cats of about 14.
With all this fauna in and around her rural Cotati home, Susie knows how important animal companionship can be, especially for seniors. But she also saw that economic constraints were sometimes forcing them to make the hard choice to give up their pets.
I have met people through my life that have had to give up their pets because they could not afford the services that they needed. I'm a longtime volunteer at the Roanoke Park Animal Shelter, and I do see some of the paperwork where people do have to surrender their animals because of financial hardship. They just cannot afford everything they need to afford for them, and it broke my heart.
This was the starting point for Silver Paws, the homegrown nonprofit program that Melvin created to help low-income seniors keep and care for their pets. As she explains, it works in partnership with the Animal Shelter League and the local veterinarians in the Roanoke Park Cotati area.
It is to serve our low-income senior citizens who have companion animals that are sometimes all they have in this world, and they find themselves in financial hardship and can't afford veterinary services to care for their animals. They will go to their vet, and the vet will tell them about the program. Then the senior citizen will place a call to the Animal Shelter League asking for approval for whatever medical procedures their pets need, be it dental, blood work, x-rays, well baby exams, whatever. The Shelter League will give the approval and call the vet back, tell the vet to go ahead with these services, and then bill the Animal Shelter League.
The participating vets are paid their standard fees, less any senior discounts they may offer. In the 2 years that Silver Paws has been operating, Susie says they've seen a fairly steady level of demand.
It can be anywhere from 5 to 10 a month. Small pets, rabbits, mice, guinea pigs, but mostly dogs and cats.
Right now, this is all being done on an annual budget of just $10,000 per year. But Melvin is hoping to grow the program and expand to other nearby communities.
I initially funded it through a small inheritance that I got. It is now being funded by the annual fundraising letter that the Animal Shelter League sends out to the citizens. They tell them about the program, and people will send their donations in specifying that it should go to the Silver Paws program.
To the best of her knowledge, Melvin says there are no other such programs that do what Silver Paws does. In recognition of her vision and determination in founding that project, Susie Melvin will be recognized by the local Red Cross chapter tomorrow morning as one of their real heroes in Sonoma and Mendocino counties. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.